Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
We'll be right back.
And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Today we got a special surprise. If you notice, if you're watching this, we have none other than the 49ers kind of termed already favorite draft pick. Everybody loves this guy, CJ West. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. It's wonderful and an honor to be here and be a part of the faithful group.
Man, I gotta say, like, you have caught social media by storm. You're doing a workout and you're wearing this t-shirt. It says, "I hate quarterbacks, man." Will you talk to us a little bit, because everybody's enamored with this? Is there a way they could get that shirt? That I've got that question asked so many times.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of started off back in high school. I was working out with my D-line trainer and stuff like that. And that was our mantra when we came in to train. It's like, you know, this is what we stand by. We are their biggest fear, and we want to hunt them down to the ends of the earth. So we started wearing those shirts. I definitely would love to promote that. I'm kind of in the works of trying to get those shirts out. Ooh. Be able to get some people some of those shirts. I know everybody's been loving them. So, but yeah, that's my mantra. That's what I stand by. I hate quarterbacks, man.
Well, we're not going to send one to Brock Purdy because he's now on your side.
Except Brock and my guy, Kurt. You know, my guy, Kurt. I love him dearly.
So let's, my number one thing, whenever I watch your tape, CJ, you seem like you hate being blocked. Like, you have a lot of very positive skill sets. We'll jump into some of those. But when you get double teamed, triple teams, you just seem like you are offended anytime somebody tries to block you for, like, longer than a count or anything. Walk us through just kind of your vision, your mindset. When that play happens and it's duo or a combo block coming your way, what goes through your mindset?
First off, I like you said, I get offended when somebody thinks they can block me. It's very offensive because you're trying to stop me from doing what I need to do, and I'm just not going to let that happen. So that's really my mindset coming in that. And I mean, first, I just started off with violence. Like, if you watch my film, I'm a violent player. I love the violence of the game. That's what I'm here for. I love just punching people in the mouth and kind of, you know, making them feel like rough and tough the entire game. You know, by the end of the game, I want to see them breathing hard and all beat up. Like, that's my goal. I love that part of the game. So, but yeah, I get offended by people trying to block me. So I just won't let that happen.
So, okay. You're going against the center. It seems like whenever you go against the center, man, you're like punched to the chest. You always see the helmet pop up off tape, which I love. How do you know whenever you're like in that space, you're in the center of the guard's like headspace and they're just tired? It's third quarter. Like, what are the signs that you're looking for? Like, okay, now I got this guy.
Yeah. First off, you can see it in the eyes, man. Like, once they put that ball down there and they're doing their points, their idea in the mic, like, you can eyes, they're not ready for this next snap. That's one thing I notice a lot. They're not ready for it. And it's just like, you can just slowly feel how much slower they want to come off the ball. You know, in the first game, beginning game, they want to come off aggressive and try to get you first. But once you start, like, really punching into them, they just want to absorb the contact. And that's when I know, it's like, they're not ready for this. They're not ready for the violence that I bring to the game. Ooh. They're not ready for, you know, how I'm attacking them the entire game. So that's when I noticed that.
That's awesome. Now, man, your coaches, they talk about violence all the time. Robert Saleh, Chris Kucerich. What was it like when you first got to talk to your new D-line coach? Tell us what your kind of initial reaction was of Chris, because I don't know how he is on the phone or anything like that, but on the field, that dude's a maniac.
Yeah, once I got the call, you know, I was being drafted by the 49ers. He was one of the first people to call me. He actually FaceTimed me, and I got a chance to fill him out, and he seems like my guy, man. Like, the type of coach I want. He's a violent coach. It sounds like he even talks with violence. You know what I'm saying? He's going to teach with the violence of passion that he loves the game. And that's something I'm so willing to be a part of. I cannot wait to learn and just to kind of learn from all the older guys as well, like, how to do that at the next level as well. And I'm just going to bring that violence every day. I approach everything with that when I'm studying film, when I'm taking notes. Like, I do that violent. That's just kind of mindset I get. So I can play with that on the field. But I cannot wait. I can just see the passion and the love he has for the game. And especially when I was talking with him, like, he wants me to be a dog, and I'm going to come up there and be that for him.
Man, one of my favorite things, being out at training camp all the time, at the end of practice, every time, it gets a little warm down in Santa Clara, but, like, you could see Chris's t-shirt. You could wring that thing out. Like, he is drenched at the end of every single practice. I love the competitive nature he brings. You talk about violence. Now, have they, like, you seem to be very versatile. Mm-hmm. You play a lot of one tech. You play a lot of, like, inside shade. You play a lot of three. Where have they kind of told you, man, we kind of envisioned this for you? What's that look like?
We haven't really gotten deep into that yet, but I mean, like you said, my film, I can play 1-3. I'm sure that I'll be very versatile for the 49ers as well. I probably play either position. But, you know what I'm saying? We'll kind of get to that point when we do cross that during rookie minicamp. But, like I said, I can play any position. I can play one. I can play the three. I can play 2-eye. I'm just going to go in and be violent with it. And I'm just excited to be a part of this program and this team and just kind of bring what I have to the table.
I love it, man. And one of our biggest supporters, Flynn West, right here, he says, man, I need your jersey. He's a last name West guy, too. Do you know when the jerseys and all that's available and the number selection? Have you started that process?
Man, I don't know. Honestly, I've just been kind of limbo right now, just preparing myself for camp. I haven't even gotten that far. Like, you know, all the stuff that's happening. It's a big change. But I promise you, when all that stuff comes out, I will let it be known. Because I know there's a couple people who want to support me and grab my jersey. And I would love to be able to do that for everybody. But, yeah, I cannot wait until all that comes out.
I love it. So let's go back to last season in Indiana. One of the games that jumps out, that Michigan game. What was it that made it so personal? Like, you just came out. Like, I mean, it was like a man on a mission. Like, what was it about that game that you just had to kind of, like, go out of body and just destroy that entire offensive game plan?
I don't know, a lot of people might not know, but when I was in the portal, on the transfer portal, Michigan was one of the schools I was looking at. And, you know, they were recruiting me and stuff. So we kind of have, like, you know, personal things there. Nothing bad. No bad blood or nothing. But to me, it was one of those games where it's like, you know, this is some great competition. And I got to play to my best and kind of outplay them. Kind of show them, like, hey, I am the top dog. Like, I know I got some good D tackles, but hey, I'm a good D tackle in this league too. Like, don't sleep on me. You know what I'm saying? So that was really one of those games where I just kind of got to kind of show out and really help my team, because our defense really did help us win that game. And I wanted to be one of the reasons why, you know, we did succeed that game. And it was just a mentality I came out with. I'm not going to let nobody stop me, regardless of who's lined up across me, what color helmet they are, what logo's on that jersey. I didn't care. I was just coming out to ball.
I love it. So, okay, well, let's go back through that transfer process. You're at Kent State for 4 years. You're dominating. Mm-hmm. You open it up. You go through the transfer portal. And like you said, you know, a lot of big-time schools were offering you. What made you land with Indiana, Kurt Cignetti? Awesome job there. Talk us through kind of how that worked out.
Yeah, that's actually a question I've gotten a lot of times. They're like, why did you choose Indiana out of all the crazy offers that I had? You know what I'm saying? I was like, for me, I didn't care about NIL money. I didn't care about how fancy the school was. I didn't care about none of that. I wanted to be around people who were like me, who were similar like me, who had the earn to win. You know what I'm saying? They really wanted to win, the gritty team. Because I played in the MAC. The MAC conference is a gritty conference. It's not a lot of people come to games. You play on Tuesdays some days. Like, not a lot of people come see it. It's cold. It's yucky weather. You know what I'm saying? And coming to Indiana, when I visited here, I noticed that, you know, if you know anything about a roster, there's a lot of guys who were from the group of five level, from, like, you know, JMU, Old Dominion, a lot of Sun Belt schools, smaller schools. You know, Kurt came from Ohio. A lot of guys were like that. And I'm like, I'm looking at the roster. I'm like, man, these guys are similar to me. They're all guys who were just, you know, doubted. They're underdogs. They're just gritty to win. They didn't care about none of the fancy stuff. They just wanted to win and wanted to work. And when I came in, I was like, man, like, a lot of these guys are similar to me, and I really fit in. I loved it. And then also Coach Cignetti, he's a very, very confident person. He was confident in recruiting me, and I'm like, I love his confidence. Like, he has a lot of confidence in me. He has a lot of confidence. So I'm like, I believe in this guy. You know what I'm saying? I believe in him. I believe what he's saying, and I believe in go up there and win. And that's exactly what we did.
Number one run defense, baby. Yes, I mean, how much of that was – because that's what 49ers fans are hoping you bring over, right? Mm-hmm. Last year, the 49ers, since Kyle Shanahan showed up in 2017, run defense has been a priority. Last year took a huge back step from kind of what they do. You go out, they draft you, they draft Alfred Collins, they draft Mikael Williams, all these guys that are run stuffers, Nick Martin on the back end. Mm-hmm. What is the emphasis for you going into your rookie year? And, man, you're a run game stuffer. No doubt about that. That's you're great at that. Mm-hmm. How do you take those next steps at the next level to get to that point where, look, we're not going to let teams run on us anymore, especially in the goal line?
Yeah, I'm kind of starting off with that. Ever coming into college, you know, my first D-line coach, Coach Farrell at Kent State, we prided ourselves on stopping the run. Like, I take it personally if a team can run, you know, have more than 100 rushing yards. I take that personally. Like, I remember there was a time and a team kind of did their thing on us in the run game. And I came in, I was like, listen, it's my fault, because I solely take that personally. Like, I get upset when a team can run the ball on us, because that's just a battle of the will at that point when you're running the ball. It's like, either I'm going to get past this and not let you run through my gap, or like you're going to beat me, and I'm just not going to let that happen. So it's a battle of the will, in my opinion, and I take it personally when the team runs the ball. But honestly, like when you know coming into the league, I'm just going to have to play more violently because these are all grown men now. They're all getting paid. They're all professionals. I'm just taking my violence to the next level, snatching off blocks even you know harder and striking people harder and you know taking my gap quicker and things like that. So that's how I'm going to kind of bring that you know the run game to the next level. I take it personal. Like I hate when teams run the ball. It really upsets me. It grinds my gears for sure.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Now, I mean, a division opponent, Seattle Seahawks, we don't like them around here. They spent a first round pick on a center. So, like, you're going to have, man, a heavyweight battle twice a year minimum. Sometimes they make the playoffs. But, like, dude, like, does that add fuel to the fire? Like, okay, I know my enemy now. Mm-hmm. And he's a Midwest guy, too.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, because he can't block me. Nobody's stopping that. I'm not going to let him block me. That's my, like, he can't block me. That's my mentality. But I'm excited for that. Like, and I'm just going to continue to bring that dominance and that urge to stop the run, because it's a battle of the will. And I'm going to outlast other players, and you're not going to take my will from me. That's what my goal is. So,
I love it. Now, Okay, not one but two Hoosiers. You talked about your guy, Kurt. Now, they bring over the teammate, the quarterback. Man, what are the 49ers getting in quarterback? Like, he's awesome. He's tough as hell. Yeah. What's your take on being a teammate of his last year?
Man, Kurt is tough as nails. I have history with Kurt. Me and him played against each other every year at our old school. So I've had a decent amount of run-ins with him. Played him about 5 times in my career. But Kurt is a different, bro. He's a guy who's just like, he's tough as nails. He don't care about nothing. He's going to come in and do his job. He's going to lead by example. He's going to show everybody, like, hey, like, you can trust in me. That, you know, I can take the offense and I can take the team and be leader of the team and do what I have to do on and off the field, regardless of the situation. He's one heck of a guy, I'll tell you that. And he's just tough, and he's got high character. Like, he's going to level up on his teammates when he needs to, you know, say what he needs to say, but he's going to really lead by example. That's the type of guy he is. And you guys are, like, getting a dog with Kurt. I promise you that. I mean, you kind of know his history and his backstory with this past year, like, what he's played through, what he had to battle through. And that's just the guy he is. He lives by that every single day. So
okay, you said, like, he's the lead by example guy. Mm-hmm. What's your leadership style? Like, what do you bring into the locker room? What's your mindset coming in as a rookie?
Yeah, for sure. I'm a high energy guy. I love hanging around with my teammates, you know, bringing energy, making people smile. That's, like, something I really pride myself on, because it's a long season, and not every time somebody may wake up in the morning and have the best day. And if my goal is to make somebody smile in the morning and make their day better, then practice goes better. When everybody's in a better mood of practice, we have a better practice, we get more out of it, and things like that. So that's what I pride myself. I'm bringing the energy every single time. And also, I'm just going to show you in practice, like, hey, I practice like it's a game. You know what I'm saying? So that's my goal as well.
49ers practice is notorious for the intensity level. So that's going to be a welcome sight for sure. And, man, that defensive tackle room, they added a lot of new bodies. And so that's going to be fun, just the way that it shakes out. When you were drafted, who was one of the first players that you kind of connected with or reached out? And how are those relationships forming? And what's that look like?
Yeah, the biggest surprise, the first person that actually reached out to me was George Kittle. You know, me being a football fan, I'm just like, there's no way. Like, I just got a DM from George Kittle. But I'm coming to realization, like, I'm his teammate now. So, you know, that's kind of we need to have the relationship to do well. And I was definitely surprised, but he was one of the first people to reach out for me. And I was like, I love that. Like, you know, he's the leader on the team. And he's reaching out to the young guys, like, hey, welcome. We're going to be ready to work. And he texted me. He was like, you know, hey, Big Ten, baby. You know, me, he played at Iowa. He's a Big Ten guy as well. So I'm like, Big Ten, and like, that's kind of connection we're going to have. We both played in the Big Ten, but it kind of shows the culture of the team. You know what I'm saying? Kind of, you know, they're welcoming. They want guys that want to work and they're ready just to win. And that's what I'm ready to do. I'm ready to win.
So, you know, John Lynch talks all the time throughout the draft process. They're trying to figure out how much do these players love football. We want guys that love football. So in your meetings with them, which you met with them kind of briefly a few different times, how did the 49ers go about trying to figure out how much does CJ West love football? Like, what was the process that they went through, questions? How'd they figure that out with you?
Yeah, first off, we watched some of my film, and I'm a guy who, like, after the season, every now and then I'll make lowlights of myself, not just highlights. I also see what I did wrong. And when coming into the our meeting with them, they also put up some clips of me not doing the best. And not everybody's going to do perfect every single time. That's just the game. Sometimes that person, other person may get the best of you. But that's what they did. And I was just like, hey, like, this wasn't my best play. This is what I could do better. And I feel like that's when they kind of noticed, like, hey, like, he's not just a guy who wants to just do well when it's time to do well. He also admit his wrongs, and he also knows what he did wrong in those situations. And I pride myself on that, too. Like, knowing what I did wrong, how can I better myself with my mistakes? So I feel like that's when they kind of learned that I love the game. I do, and I'm a student of it.
It comes across, man. And even in your phone call right after you were drafted, like, the passion comes across. We love seeing the workout tape that you share and all that stuff. So real quick, you know, I'm a former teacher and coach myself. Let's go to your past a little bit. Who is a mentor, coach, teacher that kind of went above and beyond that helped you get to where you are today, so we can kind of highlight the village behind the player and, you know, some of the positive stuff that's happened in your past?
Yeah, for sure. I've had a couple of them. Coach Tim Rackey and Coach Battaglia. Those are, you know, some of my high school coaches, and really got me into loving the game for real. Like, got me the passion. And then Coach Farrell, my passing line coach at Kent State. He was also one of the guys that really developed me a ton. I was a young boy coming in, and he really kind of took me under his wing and just really helped me develop and become the player I am today. And then also getting here at Indiana, Coach Kuntz was our D-line coach here. He really helped me become a smarter player, most definitely. Really helped me understand the game and formations and what different things teams can do in their, you know, in their respective schemes and formations and things like that. So, yeah, there's a lot of people who's really helped me, and I really appreciate that from
them. Dude, that's great. Okay, it's game day. What is your favorite pre-game meal to get ready to sack the quarterback, stop the run? What's your go-to?
Usually pregame, I'm definitely stuffing myself with protein and carbs. I need all the protein and carbs I can get. I need all the energy. I'm eating chicken, some steak, some noodles, mashed potatoes, anything to kind of fill my body up, because it's a long game, so that's probably what I'm eating. I'll throw in some green beans or some broccoli in there, too, to make it feel healthy. So
I love it. All right, you're in the weight room. What is your go-to, your favorite workout activity to do, whether that's squat, bench, whatever? What is the CJ West staple?
I love bench day.
Chest day, baby. Yeah. Is that every Monday? Is that your first day of the week?
Yeah. Bench day is awesome. No, bench day is Tuesday. I squat on Mondays. I start the week off with a squat, the gritty day. I start my week off real gritty. And then my favorite day is usually Tuesday. I'll get a good bench in. But, yeah, I love bench.
What are we benching? What's our rep workout plan right now? You doing, like, five sets of four? We go for strength, size?
Yeah.
Where are we at in the program?
So I'm doing four sets of five right now.
Four sets of five?
That's my thing. I haven't been going too crazy heavy. I want to make sure I stay healthy. But maintenance, you know, keeping that strength maintained and keeping that, you know, that strength there and being ready to just strike somebody when I get to camp.
So, speaking of which, from Mike here in the chat, which quarterback are you looking forward to most hunting down? You talked about it earlier. Who is that guy in the NFL that you're like, I can't wait?
That's a tough one. Any quarterback that plays for the Seattle Seahawks. Any quarterback. Perfect. I don't care who they put on the field. Any quarterback that plays for the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, CJ, you've been so wonderful with your time. We really appreciate it. Last question before we jump out of here. Mm-hmm. What do you want the faithful to know about you heading into your rookie year? If it's like these fans look up to you, they're so excited to pull for you and buy your jersey and all that stuff. What do you want them to know about you before the season starts?
I want them to know that, like I said before, I'm a guy of high character. I love being around people. I love, you know, expressing myself and just making people feel happy about themselves, making people feel good. So I'm a guy of high character. I'm going to bring everything I got into the 49ers program. I'm going to give them everything I got. And you'll see my face. I love being around and helping out in the community. So that's something I'm huge on as well. So I'm sure you'll see me around in the community helping out and trying to, you know, make people feel better about their day and themselves. So.
Well, I hope your rookie season goes as well as this interview because, you know, you're everybody's favorite pick already, but, man, we're excited to pull for you. CJ, any last thoughts or anything before we jump out of here? Anything you want to convey or put out there?
Only thing I want to say is bang, bang, Niner game. Let's go. Oh. Let's go Niners. Yes, sir.
I love it. CJ, thank you so much. We'll be pulling for you all year and for everybody else out there. Stay strong, faithful.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantanya products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.